This is an AudioTeach audio. Find out more at audioteach.com. Warrior Fuel. Now, let's talk about the best fuel for a testosterone warrior body. In today's toxic world, knowing what not to eat is more important than worrying about what you should be eating. The human body has an amazing ability to regenerate and keep your hormones flowing at an optimal rate, but it cannot do this if it is being poisoned on a daily basis by toxic sludge society tries to pass off as food. Epigenetics is the science that looks at how signals from outside the cell influence the expression of genes without actually changing the DNA sequence. As we've just discovered, chemical signals from the environment, including those from food, can affect gene expression through epigenetic mechanisms. Food is more than just macro and micronutrients. It contains bioactive compounds that can signal or influence DNA, methylation, histone modifications, and other epigenetic processes. In other words, what you put into your mouth and swallow has the potential to program your cells, not because of the protein, carbohydrate, or fat content, but because of the epigenetic information that it contains. The problem is, epigenetic signals from industrial chemicals we talked about earlier can also initiate epigenetic effects on your genome. This is why the number one rule in the testosterone warrior diet is to eat clean. The number two rule is to always follow rule number one. If you are a vegetarian, but you eat vegetables grown in nutrient-deficient soil that have been sprayed with chemicals like glyphosate, then you have a toxic, disease-promoting diet that will not be conducive to healthy testosterone. If you are a meat eater, but you eat animals grown in factory farms, fed food unnatural to their species, and shot up with growth hormones and antibiotics, then you have a toxic, disease-promoting diet that will not be conducive to healthy testosterone. It doesn't matter if you eat a Mediterranean diet, Blue Zone diet, high carb, low carb, high protein, low protein, and on and on and on. If you are eating food that has been adulterated and or is loaded with industrial chemicals, you are not eating a diet conducive to optimal endocrine function and maximum testosterone production. People can argue all day long about the optimal human diet, but one thing is for certain, the optimal human diet does not contain the chemicals we find in our food supply today. It is well known that the regulatory agencies that were created to oversee and police the food and chemical industries have been captured and actually work much of the time on behalf of those entities. Eating clean, unadulterated, nutrient-dense food is the first and most important step that you can take to strengthen not only your endocrine system, but your entire body. First, here are the worst foods that you can consume if you want to increase your testosterone. Processed foods with trans fats. These significantly reduce testosterone levels, increase inflammation, and disrupt hormone production. The secret here is to eat foods without ingredient labels, and generally, the more ingredients on the label, the worse the food will be for you. High sugar foods and beverages. Junk food like sodas, candy, pastries, and breakfast cereal create sugar spikes and crashes that stress the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, leading to increased cortisol production that directly inhibits testosterone synthesis. High sugar junk food and sugary drinks spike insulin and disrupt hormone balance, which contributes to obesity and promotes aromatase activity, converting your testosterone to estrogen. Not only is sugar detrimental to your testosterone, but it will also put you on the fast track to old age and ill health. Don't listen to the lies of the sugar lobby. Make it a point to avoid sugar and things that turn to sugar quickly in your bloodstream, like simple junk carbohydrate products. Alcohol. Alcohol inhibits testosterone production in the gonads. It damages Leydig cells responsible for testosterone synthesis. It increases cortisol production, which also suppresses testosterone. Alcohol poisons your body and damages your testosterone-producing factory. How many more reasons do you need to kick the habit? A few drinks here and there probably won't make much difference, but this is one vice you should try to control. Seed and vegetable oils. Seed and vegetable oils like corn, soybean, canola, and safflower oils. These high polyunsaturated fatty acids incorporate into and alter your cell membrane composition, affecting membrane fluidity and hormone receptor function, disrupting the signaling cascades needed for testosterone production. Excessive omega-6 fatty acids from seed oils promote pro-inflammatory pathways, which negatively impacts the entire endocrine system and may increase oxidative stress in testicular cells. Seed oils further disrupt endocrine signaling through oxidative stress. They are one of the greatest threats to your health today. Oils like canola, soybean, corn, cottonseed, and sunflower were originally formulated for industrial applications like engine lubricants, soaps, and paints. The vegetable oil lobby will say modern formulations are safe for human consumption, but research suggests otherwise. Check out the research prompts found in the prompt resources section to learn more. So now let's talk about the specific foods that are beneficial for healthy testosterone production. There are a few things to remember here. First, always opt for the healthiest version of the ingredients mentioned. As a testosterone warrior, you need to learn how to see through the fog of the food industry propaganda. For example, cage-free or free-range eggs are legal regulatory definitions that don't mean the chickens are out running around on the hillside getting sunshine and fresh air. Products described as being all natural are usually anything but natural, and grass-fed beef is not the same as grass-fed and grass-finished. Navigating the grocery aisles in the United States is a tricky business because there is a lot of misleading terminology on the food labels. One label you can still have some confidence in is the organic label. While the food industry is constantly trying to water this standard down, it is still much better to buy organic if the option is available, especially when it comes to produce. And yes, it's worth paying a little extra for your fruits and vegetables now, as opposed to paying a lot more for disease management later in life. The average person may not think that it is necessary to eat organic, clean, unadulterated foods, but all you have to do is look at the health status of the average person in America today to see why you do not want to be an average person. Eat the building blocks of testosterone. So, we're going to add another rule to the testosterone warrior diet. Rule number one, eat clean. Rule number two, see rule number one. And rule number three, eat the building blocks of testosterone. Your body requires specific ingredients or building blocks to construct testosterone, and if just one of these nutrients is missing, your production could suffer. Whatever diet you decide upon, make certain these nutrients are included. The building blocks of testosterone. Number one, cholesterol, found in egg yolks, meat, and seafood. Zinc, found in oysters, red meat, pumpkin seeds, and crab. Vitamin D, fatty fish, egg yolks, and sunshine exposure. Magnesium, dark leafy greens, nuts, and seeds. B vitamins, meat, eggs, dairy, and leafy greens. And healthy fats like olive oil, avocados, nuts, and fatty fish. Let's talk a little more about fats and dietary cholesterol, since they are vital components of steroid hormones, and yet there has been a widespread disinformation campaign against both for decades. A highly flawed national nutritional policy with incorrect nutritional advice has harmed testosterone production in men for many, many years. Cholesterol and testosterone production. Dietary cholesterol contributes to testosterone production in several important ways. First, cholesterol is the fundamental building block from which all steroid hormones, including testosterone, are synthesized. While your liver makes about 80% of the cholesterol used to build steroid hormones, dietary cholesterol provides the remaining 20% or so. Cholesterol maintains the structural integrity and fluidity of Leydig cell membranes, your testosterone manufacturing cells in the testicles we talked about earlier. Cholesterol supports the production of secondary messengers involved in the testosterone synthesis pathway. Research indicates that men who consume more dietary cholesterol typically have higher testosterone levels. Much like cholesterol, saturated fats are your friend when it comes to testosterone production. Saturated fats and testosterone production. Saturated fats play several crucial roles in testosterone production by providing the building blocks necessary for endogenous cholesterol production in your liver, maintaining cell membrane function in hormone-producing tissues, supporting intracellular signaling required for testosterone synthesis, and enhancing androgen receptor sensitivity and function. Multiple studies show a direct relationship between saturated fat intake and testosterone levels, and research demonstrates that men who switch from diets with adequate saturated fat to low saturated fat diets typically experience a 10 to 15% reduction in testosterone levels. Key sources include eggs, grass-fed butter and ghee, tallow, coconut oil, grass-fed meats, and full-fat dairy. Monounsaturated fats also play a key role in your testosterone health. Monounsaturated fats and testosterone production. Monounsaturated fats contribute to testosterone production through multiple mechanisms by reducing systemic inflammation that can interfere with testosterone production, improving insulin sensitivity, which supports optimal hormone production, enhancing the body's ability to use cholesterol for hormone synthesis, supporting healthy blood flow to reproductive organs, and increasing HDL levels, which may serve as a testosterone precursor pool. Studies show that Mediterranean diets high in monounsaturated fats like olive oil are associated with 17 to 20% higher testosterone levels compared to low-fat diets. Primary sources include olive oil, avocados, nuts, especially macadamias, almonds, and hazelnuts, and olives. Eat foods that make your liver happy. The liver plays a crucial role in androgen metabolism and balance. Your liver metabolizes and clears excess hormones, including estrogens, which means poor liver function can lead to estrogen buildup. The liver makes about 80% of the cholesterol used to synthesize testosterone, It also regulates cholesterol levels and conversion pathways. Liver dysfunction can lead to insulin resistance, which negatively impacts testosterone production. The liver removes environmental toxins, including xenoestrogens, that can disrupt hormone balance. Compromised liver function can allow these toxins to accumulate. As you can see, a healthy liver is crucial for healthy testosterone. The best foods for your liver listed in order from most to least important: leafy greens, cruciferous vegetables, berries, fatty fish, nuts, olive oil, garlic and onions, coffee, green tea, turmeric, citrus fruits, beets, avocados, and artichokes. And of course, you can find a complete list of all these foods in the resources section. Eat foods that promote a healthy thyroid. The thyroid gland plays a crucial role in male hormonal health, particularly testosterone production. Thyroid hormones T3 and T4 regulate overall metabolism, which affects testosterone synthesis, and hypothyroidism, or underactive thyroid, typically leads to decreased testosterone levels. Thyroid dysfunction can increase prolactin, which inhibits testosterone production, and thyroid hormones affect luteinizing hormone, which is essential, as we already know, for testosterone production. Foods that promote a healthy thyroid: iodine-rich foods like seaweed, seafood, and eggs, selenium-rich foods like Brazil nuts, sardines, tuna, turkey, and beef, zinc-rich foods like oysters, crab, pumpkin seeds, and cashews, tyrosine-containing foods like chicken, turkey, fish, almonds, bananas, anti-inflammatory foods like berries, leafy greens, and olive oil. Eat foods that lower aromatase and reduce estrogen. Aromatase loves transitioning your alpha testosterone to feminine estrogen and feminizing you along the way. Increasing your testosterone will do little good if it is just being converted to estrogen by aromatase. Here's the healthy foods you can eat to keep aromatase in check. Cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, cauliflower, and cabbage, flax seeds, mushrooms, pomegranates, green tea, citrus fruits, wild-caught salmon, turmeric, and berries. Now, here's a list of the best overall foods for testosterone production, listed in order. Number 1, oysters. Exceptionally high in zinc, which is directly linked to testosterone production and reproductive health. Studies show zinc deficiency correlates with low testosterone levels. Egg yolks, rich in cholesterol, vitamin D, and protein, all essential precursors for testosterone synthesis. Fatty fish, salmon, mackerel, and sardines, high in omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin D, which studies show can increase testosterone production and lower sex hormone-binding globulin. Pomegranates contain compounds that may reduce cortisol and increase testosterone. Clinical studies have shown increases in testosterone after regular consumption of pomegranates. Brazil nuts. Brazil nuts are extremely high in selenium, which research links to testosterone production and overall testicular health. Grass-fed beef contains zinc, vitamin D, and saturated fats that serve as building blocks for testosterone. Cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower contain indole-3 carbinol, which helps reduce estrogen levels, potentially allowing for higher relative testosterone. Olive oil. Olive oil contains monounsaturated fats and antioxidants that research suggests may boost testosterone levels. One study showed a 17 to 19% increase in testosterone with regular consumption of olive oil. Avocados, rich in healthy fats, potassium, and vitamin B6, which supports testosterone production. Research suggests foods high in monounsaturated fats positively influence testosterone levels. Garlic. Garlic may increase testosterone levels by lowering cortisol. Some research studies show increases in testosterone and reductions in cortisol with supplementation. Can vegetarians become testosterone warriors? A vegetarian diet can support healthy testosterone levels, but I believe it will be much harder for a vegetarian to achieve natural levels of testosterone than it will be for his omnivore and carnivore cousins. What matters most for testosterone production is adequate overall nutrition, particularly sufficient calories, protein, healthy fats, zinc, and vitamin D, all of which can be obtained through a vegetarian diet when properly planned. Most studies I found show comparable testosterone levels between vegetarians and omnivores when controlling for factors like body composition, age, and overall health. Conclusion: it seems there is never-ending controversy over which diet is optimal for human beings, and no lack of experts and health influencers touting the diet they believe is best. The crazy thing is that today you can find research to back up all of these differing opinions. Being a health enthusiast for over 30 years, I've watched diet trends come and go, and I've read most of the books written by the health and wellness gurus. In my opinion, just one in a vast sea of opinions, eating a clean, low glycemic load, whole food diet is the way to go. The secret here, again, is to eat clean. The quality of food today is nowhere near the food of the past. Monocrop produce grown in nutrient-depleted soil with synthetic fertilizer sprayed with pesticides, herbicides, and other types of sides will not produce a nutrient-dense, healthy vegetable, no matter how hard advocates for this type of agriculture try to spin it. Likewise, my carnivore friends, animals raised in the horrible, inhumane conditions of factory farms stuffed with hormones and antibiotics and whatever else deemed necessary for them to survive until the slaughterhouse will not yield healthy products. It's obvious the food system in the United States is broken and completely corrupt, designed for profit over the health of the people. Just look at all the sickly, out-of-shape, prescription pill-popping people slumbering around today, trapped in a mental fog, unable to see how the food they are eating is slowly killing them. In the resource section, I provided you with a prompt you can use to design a weekly diet plan that will promote endocrine and testosterone health based on what we've been talking about. And remember the golden rule: eat clean, and when in doubt, see rule number 2.